Welcome to your 5 for today. I don't know whether you're affected by deafness or whether you're aware of the effects of deafness. As a young man, courting the girl who was to become my wife, I had to come to terms with learning how to get on the right side of her mother, who was quite deaf. Some problems such people have is they don't always realize someone is speaking to them. They don't always pick up complete sentences, so end up making up the bits they don't hear in the hope they get it right. Sometimes they give a wrong answer to a question because they haven't heard correctly the question. Again, the person sometimes becomes confused when they don't recognize the voice of the person speaking to them. There is an instance of such a situation in the Bible, not caused through deafness, but through not recognizing the voice of the one trying to communicate. God was trying to gain the attention of a young lad named Samuel. But Samuel had never before heard this voice, so confused the source as being from his friend, an old man called Eli. The old man, who was his mentor, should have recognized the voice of God, but even he sadly took 3 attempts before he realized it to be God's voice. He took so long because he himself had been out of touch with his God. Am I speaking to someone today, and God has been trying to speak with you, and so far you haven't responded to his voice? Maybe he has tried to speak to you through someone concerned for the well-being of your eternal soul. Maybe you have recently been reminded of verses from the Bible or songs you learned in previous years, which point you in the direction of Jesus, wanting to become your Saviour. Possibly circumstances have happened in your life, and you have felt God using them to draw you to him, and have ignored them. Isn't it wonderful that you are listening to this brief broadcast today, when we hope that through it you are hearing the voice of God again? What might he be saying to you today? Possibly, "Come unto me, all you who are laboring and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Maybe he's saying, "Seek me while I may be found. Call upon me while I am near." Then again it might be, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved." Our God and Saviour Jesus Christ wants the best for each of us, both in time and eternity, which is why he is trying to gain your attention, why he wants you to listen to his voice. If you do hear his voice calling you to him today, don't respond like some, of whom it is said, "Today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts." If you do hear him today, thank him for reaching out to you and invite him into your heart and life to be your Saviour and lifelong friend. Thank you again for your company on 5 for today.